Because him and...
It's time to go Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Our old pal Guy Tori stopped in studio. I think it might have been the first time I didn't bring up American History X. And I love Guy. I love his fashion sense. And I'll just say it, all right? We don't talk about race much on the show. White comics, your black counterparts come dressed better. Every time. Every single time we get an African-American comic in here, black comic, man or woman, just dressed to the nines.
Very true.
And this time, Guy Tori, no exception.
Yeah, I never really, made a dividing line like that, but you're 100% correct. I never thought about it that way.
I think the last time we had, like, a well-dressed white dude in
no,
here.
They all look like schlubs.
We had Dan St. Germain, who looked like somebody scraped off underneath of a car. And then you got Guy Tori or TK Kirkland, they come in here, and it's like, oh, so you just went to the Sean John outlet. Plus the glasses. What were the names of the glasses? You knew the brand.
Tom Ford.
Tom Ford glasses. It had that kind of fade to them where... The blue tint.
I'm going to Google that now.
That's Spieg's next bit. He's got the bracelets. He's got the shirts.
Yeah, he needs to up. I was trying to, you'll hear me come up saying this break, that I think Spieg's needs to now, he needs to go a little bit further. Him and Guy Tori both wear Tom Fords. They have like that in common, and they have for years.
Damn, Tom Fords ain't cheap, by the way. Holy hell. I'm looking at a pair of the Tom Ford O'Malley Tailored Fit 360. I'm looking at the Tom Ford Lower End FT Series 185. But they are sharp. They got that that Rivers Cuomo kind of thick black rim Weezer look to them. Yeah.
You know, we're getting a little inside baseball here, but comedian Bob Kelly, the way he wears like those big giant glasses, like an Andrew Dice Clay, like giant
Harry Carey looking glasses.
Yes. Yeah. I think Spieg's needs to like just take a step in that direction. Don't go full Harry Carey, but just I think he could get a little bit more out there.
2020 might be the year of fresh glasses Spieg's to go with bracelet Spieg's to go with slim life Spieg's. But our fashionable friend Guy Tori joined us in studio on Behind the Curtain. Joining us on the program,
always
our old pal Guy Tori.
What up,
Guy Tori?
Guy Tori in a place to be.
Guy Tori,
you
look amazing,
huh?
Why do you always look amazing?
You never come in here trashing.
Speaks like those glasses.
Never show up trashing.
Hey, can I ask you a quick question right off the bat? I'm coming out hot.
Are the Rams going to beat the Ravens Monday night? Yes, I'll be there for that game. But go ahead.
You're going to come into Baltimore like that, and that's the first thing out of your mouth?
Absolutely, man. You know how I pull no punches, no filter?
All right. Well, guess what? Ain't nobody coming to your shows
people
now.
People are going
to
show
okay.
up.
That's okay. I get a guarantee.
One person, 1,000 people. He walks with a check.
He's got the money.
Yes.
No, I was going to say, can Josh try on those glasses?
What? Oh, I don't have to do
and
that.
Yes,
I know we always got the Tom Fords rocking, man.
Is that those Tom Fords also? Are,
absolutely, man. That's all I wear.
Speaks, why don't you get Tom Fords like that?
He has Tom Ford. He has
no,
a couple.
Like that.
Are those sunglasses and regular glasses?
Or? Well, they're just a slight tint to it. I don't like people looking deep into my eyes. So.
Blue tint.
Yeah, blue tint.
So what do I look like right now? On top of the glasses.
You like a Smurf.
Do I look blue?
I'm trying to get glasses big enough to cover my whole face.
You got a big face, man. It's like a moon. But it's okay.
Get that moon face.
Like a moon face. Like moon pie. That's your nickname, moon pie.
Bring your own headphones.
But look at you slimmed down, though.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Good form.
700 pounds.
Yeah, man.
60 pounds.
You okay?
I have
tapeworm.
I have HIV.
Yes.
Hey, man. Well, will we be praying for you?
No, I'm. I just have
a sketchy trip to Bangkok.
A diet. I'm on a diet.
He's on that slim life journey.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm losing weight too, man.
Stand up. Show guy your stand up.
Right. Take your pants off. Okay. Show him your naked body.
Turn sideways.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah,
huh?
I see you had a lift.
He did.
Yeah. Had a breast lift.
Breast lift. Yes. He had it all.
Go ahead, man. I'm proud of you.
New clothes. You know what? You can just give me all your old clothes because they'll fit me now.
Yeah. People talk to you now. That's great.
Oh, no one's talking to him still.
Oh, that's
No. Good Lord, no. Let's not get crazy.
people started approaching him comfortably. But right. still, he looks great these days. Well, what do you mean talking about losing weight? You need losing weight. You always
No, I
got
to lose about, you know, I'm diving back into acting, man. So, you know, the camera adds about 15 pounds to
Have you ever
so.
Had to do one of those roles where, okay, we want Guy Tori for the role. He's perfect. He fits. They take him aside and go, but for this role, we kind of need you to do a Christian Bale bit. Lose 50, gain 50.
Yeah,
what
do
your
that.
Body needs to look like.
I did, man. And then the movie got unfunded.
Oh.
So I was fat for no reason.
I gained 80 pounds.
Next time, I learned something. Next time, get a deposit. And that way, you know, you won't walk away without it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
How did you get fat?
Just started not eating bad and eating late and not working out and
laying around eating.
Laying around.
That's how I got fat. Yeah.
Hang around, you know, fatter people.
Like, didn't Christian Bale, all he did was eat, he just ate, like, melted ice cream and drank scotch.
I don't drink scotch, but yeah, I drink a lot of other stuff, yeah.
Like, he gained so much weight to play the former vice president. I mean, he just sat around. He would let Haagen-Dazs melt. It would drink it out of a carton.
He's right, though. If you hang around, like, fat people, you'll get fat. Because we all have all different kinds of friends, right?
Right.
And you know if you're looking to get, like, some wings or a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And, you know, no one else is looking down to do it with you. You got that one or two friends.
Yeah.
You got that one friend you can call.
I can call Mark.
Oh, he's down for
Mark's
a cheeseburger.
Fat ass always down for a double cheeseburger.
Mark got a Popeye spicy sandwich in his pocket.
Exactly.
Actually, he got stabbed for in Oxon Hill.
Exactly.
Have you had the Popeye chicken sandwich?
No, I refuse. I think it's something in there that when election day comes, black people just going to be stuck and not go to the polls.
Oh, there is some sort of chemical that will freeze them in place on election day.
Yeah, man.
Oh, then I'm screwed.
There's some like evil
genius. That's okay,
genius.
Though. He doesn't need your vote.
Some evil genius in some tower that's drugging the population.
Yeah, man, it's too much, man. I'm a conspiracy theorist, man.
I'm a conspiracy theorist, too. Okay, let's turn this up and get talking conspiracies, because I've thought that for months now, Josh has been doing constant stories. Someone just getting pummeled in the head with a brick for the sandwich. Someone got killed in Oxon Hill recently for the sandwich.
A lady messed up her car, her Mercedes, trying to cut the
line. And I'm thinking there is some dude in an ivory tower at the head of some gigantic executive table that's laughing and wringing his hands uncontrollably. This is what we want. I think they love it. I think they couldn't be happier that the bottom feeders, the underdwellers,
the
unwashed masses are just like, yes, that's it, children. Eat our slop.
Yes.
Name me another sandwich that's had as much run in news as this sandwich.
The sandwiches we speak in code, the federal government's listening. The green sandwich before it was legal in California.
Green sandwich, that too. That's a green sandwich.
Weed.
Maybe the Doritos Locos Taco. I don't remember a fast food item.
I mean, you're talking about like the head of a, I don't want to get too far gone here, but like you're talking about the head of like a Popeye's chicken sandwich ringing his. What about like.
I'm like undercover brother.
What about
type
the
stuff?
Executives of like the tobacco industry?
Oh,
who knew that?
They knew it.
They knew exactly what they were doing. They're marketing it to kids and to the minorities and to the rednecks. They got all their little, you know, all the little ad campaigns. They had all the demographics. Right. They know they're just killing
rednecks
people.
Rednecks are minorities too, but go ahead.
You know, they know they're just killing people, right? And that they're these things are just cancer sticks.
Yeah.
They're making billions of them.
We'll
billions
attach
of dollars.
Marlboro miles to the box to let them buy our windbreakers that has our advertisements on it.
Oh, there's so much out there.
Oh, hell yes, there is. And to Guy Tori's conspiracy theory, which I bet you are spot on about. I don't even know about this
Black
sandwich.
Black women chicken. Let's get them with the Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich.
Throughout history, at some point in time, I'm not saying this sandwich, but I'm not saying a sandwich.
Right.
There have been chemicals put in some mass. Did you see the Logan film, the Wolverine film, that was rated R?
Yes.
And they put in one of the subplots of that film, not getting in the weeds here, but was that this genetics company that was making all the GMOs was putting chemicals in all of our cereals and sodas. And it shut down all mutants. There was no more Wolverines or Cyclops or anything. They turned off mutanthood by putting chemicals in the food that we knew we all loved.
And now there's a company, a marketing company, that's going to pay you, what, $3,000 a month to smoke weed every day?
Aha!
See?
And you can get weeds clean. There's something in it.
Thank you. And then they get the munchies. Then you go to Popeye's and get the little sandwich. And now you're...
I mean, in a nation where our own government has been proven to give soldiers LSD to see what would happen...
Yes.
Don't tell me that this ain't happening somewhere.
Man.
There's something in that sandwich.
Something in the water.
He's hanging out. He looks great. He's hilarious. He's famous. He's got orange sneakers on.
Yeah, man. You know my Adidas love, man. Yeah.
I was also
we talked about that. You only rock Adidas.
Adidas and Chuck Taylors, man. Wear.
And those ones are, I don't like them.
Really?
Nope.
You're the only one. I get a lot of women stop me. Oh, my God, I love them.
What are they?
They're Adidas.
I know, but
I don't
what?
Know. Adidas.
Street ball. It says street
yeah.
ball.
They're like, you know, like the city vest orange, like, you know.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, the combs, like the cone
yeah,
orange.
Yeah, yeah. Construction.
Those you can't see because this like, is radio. Yeah.
Anyway.
Construction orange. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, not to bring down the room even more. That's what we do around these parts here. You were close to John Witherspoon, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Pops passed on less than a month ago.
Yeah. I did a movie with him years ago, man. He was a very funny guy, man. It was funny, too, because his funeral was just, you know, just great.
Oh, God.
Jay Leno did Michael Clark Duncan's, but David Letterman came out and set the tone right off the bat, man.
Was it just a who's who comedy heavyweights at that
thing? It was. It was definitely that, man. The thing about John Witherspoon is he would take a regular word and just do something amazing to it. I mean, no one said coordinate. When but you know before he
coordinate.
It's like this is the genius of John Witherspoon, and if you give me a basketball, it's just a damn basketball. You get that same ball, that very same ball to Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
it's the greatest play of all time. You give me a word, it's just a regular ass word. You get that same word to John Witherspoon, man, and the color he would put on it and make that word just part of our lexicon. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's the geniuses of John Witherspoon, and he was a model back in the day. He was one of the guys who was at the Comedy Store. He came up at the Comedy Store with Dave Letterman. They played on the same basketball team. Comedy Store had a basketball team, and they played on it together. He was just a great. Everybody loved Pops, man.
Yeah, Spoons.
We want to go for a trifecta of depression.
Yeah, sure.
Anyone else?
Yeah, let's go.
No, I don't have anything. I could probably dig for some. Really,
well, guys, while you were here, the Comedy Factory burned down.
Well, the old one did. I'm glad I got a new one now.
Does it bother you at all that, you know, you guys knew, like Letterman and all them, how great he was. But, you know, the general public knew him as the Friday guy and this and that.
Right.
And, you know, and he would graciously go on stage and do all the catchphrases just for the crowd to make him happy.
Right.
But then posthumously, it's always posthumously you hear... Like all these stories, like I never knew. I didn't know half of it. He came in here every year.
Yeah,
and we're guilty of it too. You know, we kind of were like, oh, John Witherspoon,
do the line from Boondocks.
Yeah, right. Boondocks.
But he loves that though. A lot of people embraced it
posthumously. When all these people, like you said, at the funeral, they come out like the Lettermans and the heavyweights, and they all heap praise on this person. You look back and you go, oh man, I didn't realize. You know.
I mean, some of us do. I mean, I always give those guys their you know, the term, give them your flowers while they're still here.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And
I'm big on that. Instead of waiting until they pass away.
Yes.
Like, oh, how am I? God, I didn't know. But no, I stay in tune with these. Craig Robinson and I, the comedian Craig Robinson, actor. We were going to start this thing called take like a veteran, take a OG, a legend to lunch type of thing.
Dude, do it.
To while they're still here,
get
instead
a
of
YouTube
waiting.
Show, a Crackle show, something like comedians in cars getting coffee.
Right.
But you could even call it, give them their flowers while they're still here or something that.
Or take them out for a spicy chicken sandwich while they're still
here. Why haven't I gotten any flowers?
And then you can take Spiegs out with you and you can heap all the praise on him while he's still here because he's only got a good 5 years left.
There's a great New York Times article that was written a few days after he passed called John Witherspoon Made Every Scene Better from Friday to Boondocks, all the way to Jay-Z videos. You knew the minute you saw him in like a Goody Mob clip.
Yeah.
Hilarity is about to happen. He didn't have to say syllable one yet. And you're like, this is about to be great.
Ice Cube spoke at the funeral and he said when they wrote Friday, they said John Witherspoon was the first one they cast. It was before they had Chris Tucker. They said, if all else fails, we got the funny with John Witherspoon.
Yeah.
And then they just so happened to find, you know, a gem in Chris Rock. I mean, in Chris Tucker and that whole thing. But the first person they really booked for funny was John Witherspoon.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You know,
now I'm depressed.
He was He was a Shakespeare enthusiast.
Yeah, he could quote Shakespeare. He was a theater major. He's a thespian.
Could quote Shakespeare. He could sing. Yeah. The dude's pretty incredible.
Well, you had to back when the OZ was.
Well, it's interesting. We had him in, Scott pointed out. He would usually come in yearly. We asked him, it's like, dude, you're an older cat in the game. When do you lay your head down to rest? He went, never.
Never.
I'll never stop working.
Yeah.
I'll never stop working.
Because he grew up so poor.
Yeah. Yeah. That he can't stop working because the fear of starvation, yes, hunger, and being a have-not
stuck
with.
And I think we asked him, we're like, because this is what I've started doing now because my parents are getting older, so I compare someone else to my parents, right? Yeah. So he was 72 or something like that. Yeah. That's like my dad's age. So I think about my dad,
right,
doing what John Witherspoon is doing.
Man.
And we asked him, how many weekends a year or whatever he traveled? He goes, last year, he goes, I think I traveled 46 weekends out of the year.
I do 45.
And we're like, yeah, but you're a young man. He's 72.
Well, yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? I go, there's only 52 weeks in the year, man.
Mm-hmm. It's either you love working or you really hate your wife.
So, okay, the question begs. Guy Tori, 27 years old. And years from now, what do you think that legacy is going to be? Who's going to be walking the red carpet at your funeral? Who's going to be the ice cube?
Man.
Who's going to be the ice cube at the podium discussing you?
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
Have you been in contact with him, by the way?
Probably Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nick Cannon was discovered at the comedy night that I created, Fat Tuesdays, the comedy store. So,
nice.
Yeah, Nick Cannon. Why does he always wear turbans?
Why is he wearing them turbans?
Hey, man. That's to keep the Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich brainwaves.
It's lined with tinfoil. It's a tinfoil hat for black people.
Exactly.
White people wear tinfoil hats. He wears something a little more decorative.
Right. It's like Watchmen.
Yes, he's looking glass.
Holy hell. Yes.
And now he takes it off, and there's a little creature up there that's driving him.
That is so effing funny.
What was that?
Men in Black.
Yeah.
Guy Tori, Baltimore Comedy Factory this weekend, baltimorecomedy.com. Follow the dude on Twitter. He's a great follow on Twitter, by the way. Give the man a follow at Guy Tori.
I'll be posting pictures from the game on Monday night.
Yeah, follow him. All right.
And after.
And I'll be responding to those pictures.
Yeah, man. Follow me on Twitter and on Instagram. You'll see Ravens, Rams pictures.
Go Ravens.
This is Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Had a little talk about the rewards app obsession some people might have. I think this was generated from Misha, our associate producer, who has a fascination with the Chick-fil-A app. She eats there enough where she thinks it's worth it. She gets the points. She said she could buy every item on the menu all at once with all the points she has saved up. And someone brought this to my attention afterwards. They heard the break. They said one of the reasons they do this is they can track your buying habits.
See?
They track your buying habits. These companies, see, it's not just them being benevolent and thankful. Oh, no. They find out that every morning, Justin buys a pint of water, he buys a Bang energy drink, and he buys one of those protein bars. So they know, okay, this is a hot ticket item. So see, it's not just out of the kindness of some cold faceless company's heart. They're doing this to track your purchases. And frankly, I don't care. You can just continue to give me free rewards points so I can continue to get free Go-Go Chicken Taquitos at 7-Eleven, and I will continue to use it. Coming up, we had a talk about the obsession with rewards apps.
Yes, Justin Scott Spiegel, 98Rock, 98Line.com. And I don't know what this means, rewards app obsession.
I have mine.
I don't know what that means.
You have yours? Misha, executive producer, acting executive producer, while Hannah's on the road with the team. You have the apps. The Dunkin' app. You've got the GameStop rewards app. I've got the 7-Eleven app for all my points. I'm a bit of a point hoarder. What is your app, Misha?
Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
Chick-fil-A.
Never heard the name of that restaurant referred to so erotically. How does it work? You buy something, you get points?
Oh, yeah. You scan it every time you go to the restaurant, you get points. I have like 5,000. You have like 3 tiers. I'm in the top tier for next year already.
And you just get free food? Can you just show them the app and be like, you're giving me a number one meal? Original?
I can buy at least one of everything.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not good with rewards. I don't really pay attention to any of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I just don't.
I've got the 7-Eleven rewards app right here.
Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven. Earn, score, and reward. Let me go ahead and just click the a few things have changed bar. Yeah, I have 5,121 points, and then I can see all of my rewards I can get. Here's, I can get a whole pizza. I can get like bags of beef jerky. I can get free energy drinks. Here's the bit, though. Here's the bit of the kerfuffle I'm dealing with when it comes to this thing. The 7-Eleven that I'm going to, and I might need to have myself a little talk with them, okay? Because I love 7-Eleven. The guy behind the counter skips past the screen real quick where I can redeem my awards. And I'll see the thing flash that says, would you like a free sandwich? And then he cuts right past it. He doesn't give me time to click yes or no. Because he's trying to have me not use my points. And
why?
I have to ask
why
him,
would he do that?
Can you please back that up? Because I don't know, maybe they don't get paid for it. They don't get credit. I don't know why. But he doesn't want to let me use my points sometimes. And sometimes I just chalk it up and say, ah, screw it, whatever. I'm just building up points. But other times, like, no. I want a Bang energy drink. And I want that Monterey Jack chicken sandwich on the house. You need to back that screen up a little bit. It's just the one that I go to. The guy's real quick on the trigger with not letting me redeem the points because he has to do it on his side. Josh, any apps you're using to get some kickbacks?
Not really. I mean, I like the credit card thing where you get rewards.
That's
for that.
Probably the original reward app, if you want to call it that. Is like, what is it? The venture card stuff, airline miles. I think airline miles are probably the first reward system where you like to get those cash back bonuses on credit cards.
Oh, it's very exciting.
Yeah. Oh, there's a dispensary rewards that are the best because you could build them up to get free
weed.
Let's talk to Trucker John on line one. What's up, Trucker John?
Morning.
Morning.
Morning out there trucking.
What you hauling?
Yeah. So, flowers right now, trees. Actually sitting down here in Southern Virginia waiting for these guys to get here. But the Get Upside app is a good app for getting gas. And the plus that I have is I pay with my company card to fill my truck up. So I'm literally getting free money through pumping my truck up. You know, I'm filling them up, you know, 40, 50 gallons of gas, getting paid 10, 12 cents per gallon on my gas. But I'm technically not paying a thing out of pocket. So it's kind of a win-win for me.
You got yourself a little racket going there. I like it.
I kind of like this.
I like it.
Okay, I like it.
I love it.
I think I might sign up for this thing. Yeah, it's like a gas rewards app. But I know individual places have it. We've got a 98 Rock app. Why do we
it's
not have a
reward
system?
It's just that everybody's got rewards and everybody... I don't pay any attention to it. I feel like it's all a scam because I feel like they wouldn't be giving you the rewards unless they're obviously getting over on you.
I think it's valuable if you are in a routine. Like I have a set routine in the morning. I go to one convenience store, one gas station, and then I come in. So if there's just a way that if I'm going to get points for stuff that I'm already doing, then yeah, I might as well.
Every place you go to, do you have a rewards card with us?
Do you have a rewards card? Can I get your rewards card?
You can't have a company nowadays without a rewards card.
Would you like to donate $5 to a disease you never heard of? No, I don't. Hey, guys, he doesn't want to donate to the Kids Without Faces organization.
Actually, I'll take that back. I do when I go to the Walgreens.
I can't breathe.
They will tell me, like, oh, you've gain this such and such whatever. Do you want to apply it to your purchase? And I'll go, yeah. And it knocks down the price like $5 or something.
Is the reward app the new coupon?
I guess.
It's just be like, and it's got to be a lot easier because you get those extreme couponers, which at one time Mudge wanted to become, and she almost had to live outside. That instead of coming with a huge stack of these awful, wispy, glossy coupons, if it's all saved right there in their phone, boom, one barcode. You're moving that line along quicker. You're not like having to scan each and every one. I know paper coupons still exist, but I feel like this is the evolution of the coupon. Let's talk to Bill in Annapolis. Bill, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening? So here's my thought process on all this reward stuff. Because if you think about it, you can't do anything today without getting a reward. Sign up for cable TV.
Yeah.
Pay your BG&E bill online. No matter what you do, somebody's giving you something.
Yep.
So... think about this. So let's go back 25 years.
Right.
And when little Johnny was 4 years old and mommy made him brush his teeth, it was, yay, let's have a party for Johnny because he brushed his teeth. Instead of, good job, Johnny, your teeth won't fall out when you're 30.
Okay.
So we've preconditioned society to not want to do anything unless they get something for doing it.
Wow.
Damn, you took that somewhere way weird.
Wow.
What do you think? Is he right? Or is
I don't know. How do you quantify that? But it's a good theory.
I tuned out when he said hello.
He's a crazy person.
We now take you behind the curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Paying for porn. You're going to hear us have a talk coming up. Who does it? Why do you do it? Whatever. Let's get behind the curtain on Behind the Curtain.
I have paid for porn.
Josh and Scott both pay a lot of money for porn. Wait a minute. When's the last time you paid?
God, this was years and years and years and years ago. It was in Albany. And it was a website called VoyeurWeb.
Uh-huh.
And I don't even know if I know like all the other porn site existed. Or maybe I did. I can't remember. But I just liked it because it was like people would just upload. And it was mostly pictures. This had to be like, God, this was like, before.
Is it the dawn of the internet?
It might have been.
Red tubes yet, U-porn.
Right,
yet.
I think those didn't exist yet. So it was like a voyeur web and people would upload like their own like home pics of like their wife and stuff like that.
Huh.
But then they had a special section called Red Cloud or something like that. Where it was like they were a little bit filthier.
Oh, even better. Okay, so you had sort of like a mild, medium, and hot salsa.
Yeah, until
what
like...
What was it running you? What did it cost?
I have no idea. It was reasonable, and I only think I did it for like a month or something, but...
I remember paying for WrestleVixens.com back in like 2001. This is way before like the advent of tons of free online porn.
Right.
Just to see some old stars. Remember Sunny?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was her and this woman named Missy Hyatt. It was just those two. And it was them sitting in the most trashy-looking studio apartment, just playing with each other's breasts and butt shots and stuff like that. And it was like $20 a month. And I remember the MF-er was that I couldn't get it to cancel. They kept tagging my credit card for months until I had to put a stop payment on the thing to the bank. Well, coming up, we talk to you about why you pay for porn.
Yes, and this comes from a story Spiegel did about you can buy as a gift. You can get someone, what was it, a lifetime membership?
Yes, you could.
That's correct.
A lifetime membership to what, you ask? How about Pornhub?
All right.
And it would cost you a mere, I think it was $300.
That's correct.
Which is such a deal.
Such a deal.
Such a deal.
Son, would you look at that?
$300 for a lifetime of porn.
Would you look at that? Would you look at that?
Would you look at that?
The question was, though,
why?
Yeah, why do you need to pay for it when it just seems to be a monsoon of filth available for free?
It's free. All free.
I partake on occasion, twice a year, winter solstice, summer solstice. I'll go up online.
You and me both.
I get a nice square of silk, soothing liniments. And I rent a room in upstate New York. And I just think any weird perversion, interest, kink, whatever I want to look at, it's just out there on the house. They'll do the occasional 3 second, 5 second skip past this ad bit, which those, by the way, are very insulting. Because, Marianne, I'm not sure if you partake or not, but what's going on these days in the porn viewing video world?
Penis shaming.
There's a lot of penis shaming. A lot of it. She starts to, have you seen the one where the girl taps on the camera and goes, are you looking at porn again? You could be hooking up with singles in your area.
Yeah. And you're like, have sex with a human.
Skip, 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 skip,
skip, skip, skip, skip, skip, skip, skip, skip, skip, skip, skip, skip, skip, skip, skip, skip, skip, skip, skip, skip, skip,
skip, skip, skip, skip, skip, skip, skip,
skip, skip, skip, skip, skip, skip, skip, skip, skip, skip, skip, skip,
skip, skip, skip, skip.
I'm gonna have sex with myself right now.
Yes, I got a whole thing lined up. I got two Yankee candles lit. Got a big old picture of a young Robert De Niro.
Got and my bounty double ply next to me.
It's all quilted. And I guess the question is, 410-338-1098, do you pay for your pornography and why? Is there a special brand behind a paywall where it's just better?
I wonder how much money they're making
Because a lot of their money is through ads, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that a big thing? How much, like, they make through ads as opposed to through memberships? Because I don't get it. I don't get it.
They probably make a lot of banner ad stuff, if you see, on the sides of the screens, tops of the screens, much like our own website. That's the way online advertising and sponsorships work, is impressions, how long you spend on that screen.
So maybe you get no banners, no ads if you're a member.
There you go. No banners, no ads if you're just that impatient.
Like my YouTube. I pay for YouTube, so I get no ads.
I have YouTube Premium, and I love it.
Yeah, I watch it every day.
I don't know how I live before YouTube Premium, but it seems like the videos... at the sites that I go to, and they're relatively mainstream stuff. Watch out for those .ru websites. You will get a virus. Mm. They have like a 3 or 5 second long video that I can sit through.
Yeah.
It's not like one of those big 30 second bangers YouTube hits you with now and then that you've got to make your way all the way through.
Well, the other thing, they'll post like a 3, 4, 5, 6 minute quote unquote montage of a scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go, oh, for the full scene, click here. Most, you'll get the full. I'm like, I don't need it.
Look at this. Didn't need it. Look at that.
Two minutes I made it.
I don't need to see how the story ends. Let me guess. He got off and she's just sitting there feeling just awful.
Right, who needs the whole thing?
Yeah. I got it. So give us a call. 410-338-1098. Do you pay for your adult online entertainment? Why? Pull back the veil. What's behind there? What are all of us plebes missing out on?
And we will keep you totally anonymous if you'd like. Yes, with the holidays approaching, Pornhub is offering a $300 lifetime membership that you can, I guess, either gift to yourself or gift to someone else. $300 for a lifetime of porn. We ask, why even pay? I mean, there's so much free stuff out there. What are you getting? What are you getting for your money? What are you paying for?
What's so special behind that paywall? I know you get certain, like here, let's compare it to certain like online broadcasts, podcasts, what have you. You get uncensored versions of shows that are put behind a paywall. I know Robin Joe does that. I know there's like exclusive Patreon episodes. Exactly that. You know, you can get bonus content and things like that. But the same way that all that stuff is paid for, someone rips it, posts it, and it's up like that. Like, I don't see how anything in the world of online adult entertainment, porn, that it stays free. Like, whenever there is a, like, a celebrity sex tape or some former celebrity has just fallen off so hard that they make one. I remember China, the WWE's China, One Night in China was released and you had to pay to see it. For 24 hours. And then that thing was everywhere. Everyone ripped it and broadcasted it, and that was it. And you were a dum-dum if you dropped a bunch of money on the thing. Like the $20 paywall it was set behind. It was immediately free. So how does that stuff stay paid for?
Somebody says, I pay for VR porn.
Wait, what?
That stuff is ridiculous. Virtual reality porn.
I don't feel like wearing something on my face while I'm doing that.
But if you can make it custom, maybe that's worth money. If you make it your ex that you want to hear them say,
oh, you're
you
dealing
were
with
right.
Some... Yes, yes. I'm the one that ruined the relationship. Man, oh man, it's amazing.
$20.
Jiffytron says, I pay for individual models and actresses directly. Boutique porn.
Right.
Farm to table. Buy local. He's
a little too intimate. Isn't it a little too intimate paying for someone specifically?
Or is he... Is he taking better care of the performer because there's no agency, website, whatever?
Do I care about that?
Probably
not.
Do I
care about taking care of the performer or taking care of my ween?
Probably mostly ween. Probably saying 95.5 ween.
Yeah, 95%. I'm worried about me.
I do it mainly because many people I know or are personally fans of certain parts of this industry are very exploitative, so I like to support the people directly. And not the digital pimp.
Try not to think about that part of the
You gotta really shove that down into the recesses to be like, no, they want to be here. They really do. I know that there are certain actresses. We got, I don't want to say her name. She's a fan of the show. I've shown you some of her pictures before. I was going to try and get her to make Josh a special happy birthday video.
Oh.
She listens to the program. She left the industry, is still in the industry, and has all of her fans hit her up direct. And she has certain, like, you can do custom videos. That is one way that pay for stuff I think could be beneficial. Like Marianne said, you know, you can have it customized.
you can actually reach out and like type a script. Like, would you mind saying this?
What's the thing where celebrities, you'll pay for them?
Yes. What's that called? We had the Lou
Ferrigno
bit.
Cameo.
Cameo. And so it's porn cameo.
It's basically porn
That's
cameo.
That's a great idea.
Where you get some digital sugar daddy that can drop a few hundred bucks, if not a few thousand, and be like, here's what I want to see. Here's what I want your partner to look like. Here's the things I want you to say.
And say things, yeah.
And then a week later, bam, it's right there, and you got a custom video.
That's worth $20.
That's worth probably a lot more. Mm-hmm. She's having to script the thing, the whole to-do.
Somebody says maybe that the Pornhub lifetime subscription, $300 for a lifetime subscription, 410-338-1098. Do you pay for your porn, or are you just getting the free stuff? Somebody says maybe it comes with a live one-on-one webcam.
Oh, yeah, we can talk to him directly. You've also got our old buddy slash current pervert, Casey. After working for a premium porn company for the past few months, he used to work here, and he screwed his complete radio career up. I mean, he put a bullet in its head. Now he works, I believe, in the bowels of, I think it's called the, let me look it up here, Kingdom. He now does IT there.
It's my favorite kingdom.
I think customers pay for production quality and quality control.
Okay.
They know they aren't going to see anything hinky. It's a safe product. You know what you're getting. But still, to my point to that, Casey, is that how long does that, like, high quality? I've seen that stuff that's shot in, like, 4K, and it's perfectly lit, and it's some beautiful set. But I've seen it, and it was originally paid for. But now I'm seeing it. When I saw it, it was just out there on the web. Someone ripped it and posted it.
Right. The quality's out there. It would be good to have a VR where you could request that the girl says, I was never abused. I choose to do this.
This is great. I talk to my dad regularly. He's aware of my profession and couldn't support me enough. Yes. Not just healthy. Unending sobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody says, look, I could stare at the clouds until I see the shape of a penis, but for a few shekels, I watch premium content to my heart's content, unencumbered by obnoxious ads and videos of crushed up pumpkin seeds promising to lengthen my my ding dong.
Oh, God, have I been taking pumpkin seeds? Let's talk to Robert in Baltimore. Robert, you sort of work in the industry.
We don't work in the industry. You can actually become a member of Pornhub's website, and you have to become a verified member, and you can submit videos they will pay you for.
So you have been paid for to have your videos be seen by others?
Yes.
Hey, Robert, hate to break it to you. You work in the industry. Okay, but even though you say you don't, if I sell someone a nickel bag a week for $5, guess what? I get to be a drug dealer now. So yeah.
What kind of videos are you submitting? Your own videos?
It's normally my wife and I.
May we see a few?
Really?
I would like to have them directly emailed
to
Josh.
How many videos have you posted?
Quite a few.
What's that, 100?
No, maybe 10.
Okay, that's not quite a few. All right, so you submitted 10 videos. They pay you to submit your videos. You're a verified member. How much are you making?
I think the most we've ever made was like $400 for a handful of videos.
Oh my God!
There you go. That's nice. That's a few bills.
$400.
That's a few bills. How does she feel about it? Is she into it? She going along with it? What's her take?
She holds the camera.
Wait, what?
She holds the camera.
Maybe you could use her in a
different
way.
She holds the camera.
So she's into it.
She's the camera person.
And it's just the two of you? It's just the two of you? And what is it, straight sex? You guys
usually
go,
the girl.
You start with, A, you go to B, you go to C, you go to D, all that?
D. It's normally just one act.
Got it.
Gotcha.
Favor.
I would like to interview her in a separate room, soundproof, and be like, are you really into this? Are you really into this?
Well, I'm the camera girl.
Okay, good for you.
I want to know more about that guy.
I put him on hold. Get his number. Get his number. We're going to talk to him.
Hey, here's an exclusive about him. He's a real a-hole. He's got an attitude. Yeah. Is I the only one picking up on a
tone?
I like
the attitude.
I don't work in the industry. Your wife and you have been paid before. You're in the industry.
This is Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Hey, let me give you an update to a break we did earlier in the week. I'm thinking about not getting anybody any gifts for Christmas because all the kids get so many gifts because they have so many grandparents, so many extended family members. And Mudge and I were thinking about doing an experience for the kids instead. A cruise, a trip to Disneyland, something like that. But then we know kids can't be patient and they want something immediately. Yes. So we're going to stuff their stockings. Well, listen to the break coming up because you're going to hear something you told me about the 12 months of experiences.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
Good. Cool.
We got 8 of them locked in with one big one at the end of the year. We're probably going to do a Disney trip, but we're going to do 12 months of experiences. We're going to get them each a calendar. And on a particular day, and that day might be flexible, we're going to do like United Karting on one day. We're going to do Hot Air Balloon on another. We're going to do one of the museums somewhere else.
Every 30 days, they have something new to look forward to.
Every 30 days. We're giving them a year's worth of experience. Mudge was listening to that break and all caps texted me, that's genius. That's what we're doing. So we've bought calendars and we're going to start to fill in some more. So I just need like 4 more and our year will be all set. So thank you, Santa Reardon. You saved Christmas.
Oh, it wasn't my idea. I saw it on the TV.
It was your idea.
I just met, you know.
It was yours. It was your idea.
Okay.
Coming up, I decided not to get the kids anything for Christmas.
Yeah.
Morning.
Man, Thanksgiving is Thursday.
Uh-huh.
After that is the big one. The few big ones. We got the
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights. 8 crazy nights. Of course, you got Christmas, Kwanzaa. Whatever else people celebrate.
Wiccan, the celebration of the great oak tree.
You got the oak tree thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you are, you're a Christmas guy. I'm a Christmas guy. Oh, Speak, Christmas. Shout out, Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm.
You know about that?
What you know
menorah?
About that, buddy?
Light it up.
I need a Hanukkah list this year. You're getting a gift each day.
But what are you doing differently, Justin?
This year, and Misha, good morning, acting executive producer.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. We are, and I want your thoughts on this, the kids have...
Oh, the kids.
The kids, and it's all about them. We have a very large blended family. There's multiple sets of grandparents. There's parents that live and visit from other states. There's aunts and uncles. It's a massive family. Mudge's family just loves to... There's 1,000 of them. So when Christmas rolls around, these kids get a Toys R Us a fire sale of stuff.
Yeah.
To the point where they're getting not just everything they ask for, but sometimes they get duplicates. Because they'll just make their little Christmas list. They hand it off. Everyone gets a copy. So then 3 people will buy them a copy of Mario Kart 8.
It's all about communication now, isn't it?
Some people don't like other people.
And
got it.
There's... When December 26th, 27th, and the dust settles, and they're back home, and they're walking in with just bags and bags and bags of stuff. We're like, oh, my God. Did you need 2 bikes? Did you need 3 football lamps? Did you need 4 Nintendo DSs? I don't think so.
It's hard with the grandparents because they want to do it. The grandparents want to do it.
There's a lot of one-upsmanship in this
family. But with
the
aunts and uncles, what we used to do, because we had a giant family as well, mm-hmm. on my dad's side, it was, you know, tons of aunts and uncles and kids, and on my mom's side, there's 5 of them as well. They would pick, you know, this person, Aunt mm-hmm. Carol, you're buying for Scott and Chris this year.
We're doing that with the adults. The adults are doing that, but the kids, it is just absolute chaos. Everyone for themselves.
So what is the plan?
So what we're thinking, and I want your thoughts, 410-338-1098, Misha, you as well. You have a little 7-year-old.
Yeah.
Beautiful child. And we're thinking about this year not doing gifts, but doing like a trip, doing some experience, because we know they're going to get stuff to unwrap that morning. It just might not be at our house, but they're waking up at our house. So half of me feels guilty that they would run upstairs and the tree is barren. Of course, they're going to have stockings, or we're going to fill with all kinds of candies and tchotchkes and all the kinds of crap that'll be in the trash can 4 hours later. But we want something to be under the tree, but we want to think of something else, like an experience, like a trip, like a Disney thing, like a cruise thing. But to go on a cruise, we're not going to do that until like spring. So a kid can't be patient and look at a piece of paper and go, yay, in 4 months I get to go do something. It's like, I want something now tangible that I could hold on to. Misha, you, a mother, have you ever done anything like this? Like, hey, this year we're not doing the Bratz dolls. I'm going to teach you guys Japanese.
No, I've always wanted to actually do a trip on Christmas instead mm-hmm. of gifts. I'm over the commercial
Yeah,
like the commercialization of the holidays.
Teach them it's not about the presence. It's about the meaning. It's about the love.
Exactly. My kid's telling me what she wants at least a month, 2 months ahead of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's too much.
I'm telling them I'm taking their mom to a nudist resort. They can sit in the car. And when we come back, sans pants, we'll tell them what a great time.
I mean, it sounds great on paper, but like you said, you know, the kids are going to freak out if they don't get any gifts.
Yeah.
And all they get is a trip. So good luck with that.
Because they're going to love the trip when we're on the trip, but it's going to be 4 months of hemming and hawing.
Seeing something, God, I can't remember where it was, CBS Sunday Morning or something like that, where I think the grandmother did this. And what she did was, it was 12 experiences spread out throughout the year.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
1 month.
Oh, that's cool.
And, you know, you put it on the calendar, so you know it's something to look forward to every month, the gift that keeps on giving. And
that's awesome.
Some were big, some were smaller, you know, but...
One might be a spa day, one day might be a hot air balloon ride, next one might be a trip to Sky Zone.
And it was a pretty cool idea.
I love that idea. What if we got them some sort of, like, advent calendar where that they can open up? Like you do as you count down towards Christmas. Josh, do you have a Hanukkah version of the Advent calendar?
What's an Advent calendar?
And there's my answer. What it is this calendar you have on the wall, but it's kind of thick.
Uh-huh.
And what you can do with it is, like, on December 1st, you open up one of the little, like, windows. It'll be like a house with 25 windows. And you open up one window, and it's like a little chocolate. Or day two, it might be a little candy. Or day three, it might be a little tiny toy.
No.
It helps a child count down to December 25th. It's tradition in my house.
Yeah.
We're going to continue to do it with the kids here. But I'm thinking... we do a version of that where I give them this calendar.
Yeah.
And then, God, it's a genius idea. I'm glad you told me that. I love that.
You do a beer of the month club.
A beer of the month. We can get the kids six packs every month. Get them drunk. Get them out of our hair. Get them belching. I love that. Let's talk to William. Might have an idea. William, Merry Christmas.
Bill?
Merry Christmas to you, too, as well, sir.
Merry Christmas. What's up?
Hey, easy with the Merry Christmas. We haven't even passed Thanksgiving yet.
It's a war on Christmas.
He said it to me. I'm just returning the favor.
Both of you. Knock it off. Let's get past Thanksgiving.
So I'm just weighing in on the Christmas presents versus trip. I'm on team trip 100%. I went to Cancun last year with my mother and sister. Time of my life. Carnival Cruises does cruises out of Baltimore for $475 in the wintertime.
Were there kids involved, though? That's the hook with me.
Not in the Cancun trip, but my friend that booked the Carnival cruise has a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old, and she's bringing them on the cruise, and they were only like $120 apiece.
Ah, okay. I like that. Yeah, maybe I'll consider that. Maybe I'll do the 12 months, and like you said, some can be small. One can be like a spa day for the girls, and the next month it could be like a United karting trip in April, or a Sky Zone thing, or one night where... I'll hire someone to cook over at the house, but then like a big one twice, like a cruise and a Disney thing or something like that. I love it. Thank you, Scott. Santa Reardon has fixed it.
It's time to go Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
What's it like being short? Does it suck? This is sort of a companion break to a break we did last week, where we talked about what's it like being tall. I met a guy, bumped his head all over the place, giving himself concussions, can't find anything to wear. We figured, might as well do the counterpart where you're super freaking short. And was it a text that you got at the end of the show on Monday where some dude wrote in, he's like, there's nothing more demeaning than being a short guy that's got to ask for a woman to reach something from the tall shelf for him?
Yep.
Is there? There's got to be. I mean, it's the internet. Short guy, tall girl fetish for women. Are there women out there that love a bagel boss sized dude? There's got to be.
There 100% is, but they're definitely the minority.
They're rare. I mean, let's be honest, man.
Well,
I mean,
because you'll hear we even have Marianne in the studio during this break, and she even says it like it. Just being tall alone almost makes like tricks you into thinking they're attractive.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're tall, so you're attractive. And it's like, well, maybe they're not. But being tall just adds like 2 points, 3 points.
Did you hear the story she told off air? I can't remember if you had stepped out to get a coffee about the offer her husband got from her old show host in New York.
Did no.
You hear this? Oh, she teased it on air. I don't think she got to it, which is why we do these behind the curtains. her husband is not a tall man. He's not short. He's about the same height. I think she said he was like 5'7", 5'8". Her old co-host in New York texted her and said, my 12-year-old son is growing out of some of his clothes. Would Robbie like?
And
sent her down a pissed off path.
Why?
She ain't been in a while. I guess her and this lady didn't get along to begin with. And she would make short digs all the time. And she made this short dig on her husband that, Marianne did not appreciate too much. What's it like being short on Behind the Curtain?
Justin Scott Spiegel, 98 Rock. We got Marianne hanging out here from Kirk and Marianne, 3 to 8 right here on 98 Rock. And last week at the gym, you watched a guy bang his head on a
door frame
because he was a tall man.
Yeah.
And then he went on to say how much being tall sucks. And we never really thought about it. But sure enough, there's a lot of things that are sucky about being tall.
Yeah, you can't get into cars properly. Clothes don't fit you. Banging your head on stuff. Everyone assuming you can dunk a basketball.
Amusement parks.
Nothing doing.
Airplanes.
Come on.
Nightmare.
I just don't understand because I'm tall. I'm only 6'1".
Mm-hmm.
But is there a certain height where this all happens? Because if it happens when you're 6'1",
you're just clumsy.
Yeah, you're a loser.
When I tell you this guy was...
Well, no, not 6'1". We had people calling in that were...
6'8", 6'5",
6'6", 6'7", 6'8". And that makes a difference, man.
If I
know
guess,
a dude, we know a dude that's 6'8". Steve Holmes is 6'8".
Steve Holmes is taller than
ever.
You
hang around him, you're like, holy crap, like, you're gigantic.
Your bed has to be... Sometimes you don't fit in a normal bed.
Your feet are hanging
your
off the
shoes
edge.
Your feet are normally bigger, right? So you have bigger feet
we
and
talked
bigger
to the
shoes.
One woman whose
got a
wife
special order
was shorter than her, and this she said lovemaking was interesting.
Really?
Bit of a Tetris trying to make pieces fit. She was 5'11", her wife was 5'1", and with that 10-inch gap said we just got to arrange
gap, you say.
Yes. Had to arrange ourselves differently.
I think like 6'3" is probably the threshold.
Yeah.
6'2" or 3. Anything above that, you're starting to encounter some problems.
Yeah, door frames don't fit, whatever. I brought up the point about, I read a stat somewhere that only 1% of men and like 0.03% of women are over 6'4" in this country. Hmm. So why bother making clothes or anything that fits them? Because it's not financially viable as a business. You get the occasional big and tall stores, but for the most part, stuff ain't made for you. So we said, why not flip it this morning and get in to the short fellas?
Let me just ask right off
what would you consider short?
Well, no, from the jump, would you rather have tall guy problems or short guy problems? What would you
tall
rather?
Guy problems. Tall
yeah,
guy
of course,
problems.
Right? I mean, as much as it seemed like it stunk, I'd rather be tall. No offense to you short guys. But, you know, obviously with
you command more attention as soon as you walk in the room.
Yes!
And tall guys trick you into thinking they're better looking. It's like because they're tall, you already think they're, like, hot or valuable. I don't know.
I agree.
But
no,
you have an advantage when you play the limbo.
All right.
Yes, for all of
short
those
guy.
Cash money
short
limbo
guy.
Tournaments. Clean it up. Also, another one that people said, I believe on Twitter, a guy said most women and men will assume you're big in the pants.
Right.
Not the case.
Exactly.
Not the case. And there's no tall guy syndrome, but there is short guy syndrome, the Napoleon complex. I don't think there's a tall guy counterpart for that. Is there a giant complex? I don't think there is. But you've heard Napoleon syndrome
of
for
course.
Years. I mean, God, look at the owner of the Skins to our south.
Bagel guy.
Bagel boss is the example of 2019 where he just snaps. He's screaming in an Einstein's. He goes to fight, gets his ass rolled. Does it again in Vegas, gets his ass rolled. Does it again in a parking lot of a car wash, gets his ass rolled. He wants to fight, but he can't. Jordan says, I'm 5'6". The only issue I have is I can't see a damn thing at concerts. Okay. Stuart here says, lifelong short person, never let my height limit me from completing any of my goals. I wouldn't change a thing if I had the chance.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, you would definitely add 3 or 4 inches. 410-338-1098. 410-338-1098. Marianne, we ask you, have you, because I think you more see the inner beauty in a man.
How tall's Robbie?
Why do you say that? He's 5'7".
Oh, I was going to ask.
And I'm
short.
5'6".
Just in your dating.
He's short, yeah.
In your dating. Do you ever?
I have no type.
You have no type.
If you put them all in a room, which would be a nightmare, they are all different shapes, sizes, and colors.
Okay, so just a murderer's
all funny,
room.
Yeah.
All funny people. Have you have girlfriends or friends that are like, too short, can't do it?
Oh, about guys?
Yeah, just
100%.
Too short.
My girlfriend Stacy looked at my husband Robbie before I dated him and was like, I can't date, he's shorter than me, because she's 5'10". So she's like, I could never, she just won't do it.
Can I say, of all the show spouses, Robbie?
Really?
Have you listened to buddy?
I got such a man crush on him.
Nicest ass out of the group. That thing is
a bubble.
He's good with his hands.
Yes, he is.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How do you guys know?
I follow him on Instagram, and it's like, I got such a man crush on him. He knows how to build stuff.
I connected with him on Grindr.
Short lines now open. Last week, we talked all about being tall and the pros and cons to that. And we figured we'd flip it and do the short now. Want a pro? You want a pro to being short?
Yeah.
Being short, when you give a hug, it puts your head at breast level.
That's nice. Okay. That's your thing. I can only assume plumbing, probably a little easier. If you got to get under that sink, you get some gigantic, you know, Yao Ming, Jared Johnson looking fellow like Josh over there. He's going to bang his head on a pipe, but you get a Litlin, you're going to be able to sneak under that sink a little bit easier. You drop something underneath
more
of a car.
Clothes.
You can shop in the kids section for things.
Here's a woman who is 4'11". Her nicknames are Oompa, Travelocity. Okay. I don't get that one.
Travel
oh,
size.
The gnome.
She's travel size.
Oh, the gnome.
Gnome.
Pipsqueak, little woman. And so she's 4'11". Her fiance is 6'2".
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, we knew, not to get too behind the scenes here, but one of the people that we used to work with at the Ravens that made stuff happen behind the scenes for like a fan experience was a girl named Lil Heather. And she was little. She was, I think, legally by like a half an inch considered a little person.
Right.
Her husband, I think he's 6'3". And man, did he put his demon seed within her. And this child came out about 18 pounds. So, yeah. I mean, you got to imagine that too. If you're tiny, tiny lady, pregnancies. Can you imagine being like a 4'8" woman and you've got like twins swimming around in there? You just got to feel like a pod.
Yeah.
Like a pod of ooze. Let's go to the phones. Talk to another pod of ooze here. Let's talk to Cisco. Good morning, Cisco.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing, buddy? How tall are you?
What's up with that thong?
I'm 5'5", 5'6", depending on the day.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You know, being short's not so bad because come a hostage situation, I'll just find the nearest tall person to hide behind.
Good point. Okay.
Wow.
Good
duck
and cover. And then I'll make my way out with the women and children.
Someone's got to repopulate. Okay.
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
That's a nightmare scenario you just laid forth. All right. Can't believe we had a short person talk and somehow turned it into a mass shooting hypothetical.
Women, children, and short men right over here.
Yes, exactly. We're throwing the away boats into the sea. Any tiny people and women and children.
Somebody says he's 5'8". He had to ask a guy who was 6 foot to get him a thing of popcorn off of the top shelf at Walmart.
That's got to be demeaning.
That's tough.
That's got to be a little bit degrading. I'm not sure if there's a positive or a negative. Someone wrote here, if you're short, you can use Scott's as a pull-up bar. that could be fun. That could be a little bit fun. Joining us on the program,
great
too.
Great workout.
Great workout. Misha, good morning. You are our associate producer.
Good morning.
Executive producer today while Hannah travels with the team. And how tall are you?
I am 5 foot even.
5 foot
five even.
On the nose.
Damn.
Okay. You know what? And you are positive at all times. So I want you to put that positive Misha spin. What do you like about being short?
I'm fun size.
You are petite.
I can fit most places.
Yeah.
I can fit most places.
You're never getting crowded on a flight.
Never.
You're not like some gigantic Andre the Giant. Paul White Big Show type. You actually can sit comfortably in a seat where other people
that's
might
what
be crowded.
Somebody just text in. Fitting in vehicles is never an issue.
There you
never.
Go. Okay.
What about reaching for plates or food in a cupboard?
Yeah.
Moderately challenging, but I climb.
Okay.
Step stool, like parkour.
Okay.
Jump up on stuff.
You're just parkouring up a couple of shelves?
Oh, yes. Never a problem.
I demand you film that. Okay. Let's go to the phones again. 410-338-1098. 410-338-1098. Call us if you're short. We're going to talk to you. Brad, Manchester. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
How you doing, buddy?
What up, Brad?
So I'm on the opposite end of this. I'm 6'7".
Damn, son.
Always uncomfortable in my car. Jeans look like I'm ready for the big flood. traveling in airplanes is always tough, but I'm quite a hit at the grocery store with the old ladies to grab that can of soup off the top shelf.
There you go.
Can you grab me that can of Progresso? I can only imagine, too, that if you are also cursed with a baby face, because we've seen some people that have been just, you're permanently, Haley Joel Osment, he's going to forever be baby-faced. If you're also short and you're like 38 and
somebody
people
says
think you're
my
nine,
wife is 43. She's 4'10". She looks young. She's constantly being asked if she's 13 or 14 years old.
She loves
43?
It.
43?
But she loves it.
Yeah, but
doesn't
how's a
matter.
43-year-old asked if they're 14?
I'm young. I look like a kid. Every woman would love that.
I've got D cups at 12. Yeah. Now, I get like a woman liking to be considered younger than her age, but 13? I get like, you got to be 19 or 20, aren't you? Like, get out of here, mister. Wink. You got to be like 11, right? Not a whisper of hair.
Yeah.
Like, That's got to be a little strange.
Because my husband looks young, because he's 5'6 and has a younger look.
Mm-hmm.
I get carded, which I love, because they think we're both, you know.
They think you guys are just teenage together. Lovers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
This is Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Does the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade suck?
Yes!
You'll hear a conversation coming up where we break it all down. But, oh my God, our staff behind the scenes is just so great. John Lauer, digital czar, digital guru, put up this thing at the website about all the times that the Thanksgiving Parade blew your young mind. And it's got the Barney unraveling. It's got the gigantic Spider-Man.
He-Man.
The He-Man stuff. I didn't know any of this. Now I get why you might have loved it as a kid, because it was just all floats, 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 lip-syncing, lip-syncing, lip-syncing. I didn't realize the cast of the trash-ass Dolph Lundgren starring live-action He-Man Masters of the Universe movie did like a live performance with choreographed fighting. As a kid, I would have loved
it. Yeah.
That's what they need to do to run it back. They need to get some of these America's Got Talent, like cast-off, second-place, third-place winners, put them on a mobile stage, and have them do whatever wacky, contortionist crap they can do. I want performances. I don't need singing, but I want a performance. Put the Jabberwockies on that sumbitch, and you'll watch me drool over their dance routines. Coming up, you're going to hear us discuss, are we over the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Yes, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. And I was reading something this morning. I don't remember what the hell it was. It was about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, an institution, a tradition. I used to wake up in the morning on Thanksgiving and sprint to the TV.
93 years.
This year, the weather might not be so great. A lot of the big inflatable float things that we love, what do we call them? It looks like they're going to be grounded this year. Possibly.
You seen the footage, Josh, ever of the Barney inflatable balloon that shreds itself in the wind?
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, sheets of that heavy-duty industrial material start to, like, float down on people, and cops are trying to wrangle this pissed-off purple dinosaur. Like, everyone get down! Yeah, they're thinking that these balloons might go rogue this year. Ground them.
The annoying thing to me is the singers that are on the floats and obviously lip syncing.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah, it's got,
they don't even try anymore.
410-338-1098. Somebody online was saying they had this post that said, unpopular opinion, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade sucks.
I hate to say it sucks.
1098. I've never been into it,
but I don't think it sucks.
But I've tried to get Stella to watch it over the past few years. Zero interest. I don't think...
I think it might be one of those antiquated forms of entertainment like the circus or...
Are the kids even into it anymore?
I don't think so.
When I was a kid, I mean, I was traumatized because I wanted to see the Woody Woodpecker float.
Yeah, he was great.
And I missed it.
And that traumatized you.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I don't even know, do they still have the Woody Woodpecker float? Because I know they have...
They have a few traditional ones still.
Snoopy.
I think Snoopy's still there. Underdog, is he still going?
I don't know. SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah,
that's a traditional one.
Smokey Bear.
There you go.
I got no problem watching it as sort of like background noise. You couldn't, with gun to head, get me to go to it.
I grew up, you know, like 45 minutes from there. And we never even went.
I was going to say the chaos. It's
just too much.
I'm thinking between that and New Year's Eve, Times Square, wild horses.
They're insane.
Couldn't drag me to go down there, freezing my ass off while Kathy Griffin awkwardly hits on Anderson Cooper and he's drinking booze all night long with Andy What's-His-Nuts.
That felt good.
Hannah! The one with the most common sense in the room. Where are we at on the parade?
I feel like, for me, the parade is like a movie that you loved in your childhood. And but you go back and watch it years later, and it's disappointing.
Yes, yeah.
But it's the same thing every year.
Which is 70% of Disney Plus right now.
I'll still watch it. But that's how I feel about it.
Kid was great, but now it's just like, God, how did I ever watch it?
And
has it always been so corporate, too? Everything's sponsored.
It's so painful.
Everyone's got a movie coming out. Everyone's, promoting some something.
It's in the name, Macy's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the whole name.
it's named after a company. Yeah, definitely.
But now it's like at least it felt maybe when I was a kid, I was just, naive to the fact that, these people were out there because they were promoting something. Why else would they be?
They're doing it out of the goodness of their hearts. Yeah. They're not trying to slowly.
They're just there because it's a parade. They're happy to be there.
Embed a product in your small, soft, childlike potato brain.
And they always bring out the head of Macy's too during the parade to say something.
Is Santa in it or something?
Santa is in it.
He's in it. Yeah, and the big flow.
And a thousand clowns also.
You got the double decker bus where whatever pop star du jour is, Josh pointed out, poorly lip-syncing their way through whatever their top pop hit.
It sucks.
I mean, these days, you got a PlayStation 4 12 feet to the right. You kidding me? You're going to watch Snoopy bobble in between two skyscrapers, or you're going to go play Modern Warfare or Fortnite or whatever.
Still, we'll just watch TikTok.
Yes. Oh, God. We need to have a TikTok.
The Morgan State Marching Band is going to be performing.
Shut up. Good for you guys.
Yeah, good for you guys. Danny, what say you? 410-338-1090. Give us a call. Does the Macy's Day Parade suck? Do you still like it? Is it antiquated, or do you watch it out of nostalgia? What's going on, Danny?
Hey. I just think that, hey, guys. Hey. I watch your show a lot.
We like Danny.
And I really like it. anyway, I think the only good part is the performances, and everything else is just like, and when I say performances, I mean like the dancing stuff and like the musicals.
I hate that when they pull right up in front of Macy's and they do like this big long-winded dance routine. Mm-hmm.
And what the Jabberwockies are dressed
it's
like elves.
Is this a parade or a dance routine?
Yeah, what's going on?
Someone needs to just put down spike strips like when they're trying to stop a getaway car. I just blow out the tires on all these things. Yeah, 410-338-1098. Thank you for the call.
Everyone that's checking in on the text line says it's boring.
Let's go to Gary. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Gary.
Yeah, I've been to the Macy's Day Parade several times, and it's different. Yes, if you're comparing it to a bing bang, hey, show me something exciting every 2 or 3 seconds, it doesn't compare. But to go out there on the street and watch it as it unfolds in front of you is an experience to really appreciate.
Is it just the size and grandeur of some of those balloons? Is it the vibe? What is it? Because it sounds about as appetizing as a sandpaper job.
Well, one of the keys, it could be just nasty cold out there.
Yeah.
So you have to have it. You have to be able to get in and out from the sidewalk to back to your hotel or something to use the bathroom, get a cup of coffee, something like that.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Not happening.
Well, I've done it every time I've gone up.
Well, you're better than
this guy.
Us.
Did you bring a ladder? A lot of people bring ladders.
No, because everything is above you. The floats are above you, so even though you may be 5 or 6 or even 10 people back from the curb.
Oh, 10 people deep?
Everything is above you, so you're looking up rather than... It's almost like watching a concert that's elevated on a stage.
They're going 10 people deep on them sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, easily.
Oh, no, thank you.
Multiple times, have you ever seen a mishap? Have you ever seen one of those balloon wranglers lose one of the cables?
I was there the year when... when the wind comes down the cross streets, you'll see them... You'll see them pull the balloons down close to the street where they have better control of them. And I was there the year when the one got loose and knocked over a street lamp and injured, I don't know if it was a man or a woman, I can't recall.
That's
right.
I'm pinned underneath of the street lamp.
I remember that.
Because of SpongeBob SquarePants.
So tomorrow morning, you waking up and you posting up in front of the TV and watching?
I'll probably, like you said earlier, I'll probably have it on in the background while I'm cooking.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you, Gary. Yeah.
Very informative, Gary
kind of half sold me on it. I'll still turn it on, but I'm not going.
We now take you behind the curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Josh, love talking about your crotch, and I mean that. Whether it's shaving of, the using of tails as a child when it was covered in an actual jock. And now we're talking fungus. And we are so many days removed from the initial reveal that you had. What was it called again, the condition?
Something like intertrigo? Something like tryptophan.
Josh has tryptophan vitiligo penis. Is this the first time this has ever happened to you, or have there been bouts of this in the past?
I've never had this before.
Do you think this somehow ties into the fact that you were sitting on and crushing your own testicles 2 weeks ago?
Yes, I believe that my leg crossing hobby, which has started at work under the table during the show, led to this. The timing matches up. So I would have to imagine it's that. It's the it's warmer than normal because, you know, it's almost like an oven down there now.
Ooh.
Oh! Squeezing it. It's like triple the temperature, squeezing it together.
Oh.
Hair's matted.
Oh! We also did get someone that checked in when they were we were talking about this, said the suggested bread bit, do not do.
Okay.
Old wives' tales, like putting an onion in your sock. You put the bread on your crotch and pull your pants up, all you're going to get is more yeast. So
yeah, that's I'm hoping for a quick recovery. It seems to have begun.
And, I've offered up my services in any way possible, but
I guess that's not happening. Well, coming up, we talked about Josh's crotch fungus on Behind the Curtain.
Cool washcloth.
What's up?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Justin Scott Spiegel and the crotch saga continues.
There I am.
Although it may be coming to a close. Was this a topic of conversation last night?
Yes, it was.
You
had a doctor's appointment.
Yeah, I had a doctor's appointment yesterday because for the past month or so, I mean, I didn't show you, I started talking about the itching and redness in my in the folds of my crotch.
Right, and Justin and I, rightfully diagnosed you, I believe, with
full-blown AIDS.
Been there, done that with your standard case of jock itch.
You got jock itch, yeah. When I've wrestled before and I haven't cleansed myself properly, a late night of skating as a kid, and I just fell asleep on my buddy's couch. I woke up, and like you say, where the folds meet, you get a nice red, irritated strip. Like when we did WrestleFest at Summertime, the next day I had a humdinger of a case of jock itch, but yours sounds
I told you to get
more.
Some
Lotrimin.
The Lotrimin spray.
I did that.
And you hit it on there and it gets that little sizzle.
Yeah.
And it's like that's where the conversation of the good pain came from. Right. Remember we had the good pain conversation? Because that sizzle of that spray is a great pain. You're like, oh, it feels so good.
Work.
But apparently it didn't work.
No. So last week I made an appointment and went to the wonderful doctor yesterday.
Yeah, our doctor.
Because it was getting worse.
Oh, my God.
The redness.
I believe he looked at it and said,
oh, my God.
When he looked at it.
He said, okay, why don't you change into the robe? And I said, that's all right. I can just drop my pants. Because I didn't want to go through the whole process where you get totally naked.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on a schedule. So I just dropped my pants and I said, but I didn't want to take my underwear off.
So you just
scooched
them?
No, I asked him, I said, should I just scooch them? And he said, nah, you better drop your underwear.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah.
And that's so you're standing?
That fang comes
flopping out. I know
exactly
where you are. But, right. I mean, it's not like anything special, but I've been in that exact exam room. It's right across from his office.
Right.
Did you go into the office first or no?
Straight to the exam room.
Hell yeah.
Code blue.
And you're standing
code
there,
red.
And I know exactly where you are, and you drop trow. Now, is he sitting or standing?
He is sitting.
Yeah, he's sitting right in front of you while you drop your pants.
When that bowling ball of a crotch hit the table, do you think the people one level down think that like a bookshelf got tipped
over?
Nah,
it's nothing like that.
And then, so did you need to like squat or spread?
No.
Or spread? How did he spread to get into the crease?
He used his fingers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Right up in there.
So he moved the...
Rubber gloves, obviously, or no?
Yeah.
Or just spit on his index finger.
He moved the scrotum aside, looked, and then I said, yeah, it goes under too.
Under. It goes to the betwixt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then he took another look at the fold and he said, huh. Oh. Which is something you never want to hear a doctor say.
You never want to hear a doctor go, huh.
And he said, now there's red there, but, did you put something up on there today? 'Cause there's some white. I said, no, I left it, I wanted it to a clean view for you.
Because your crotch is
covered in that white stuff.
Ugh. So he said that there was not only red, but there was some white. And he said, oh, yeah, there's no mistaking this. This is fungus. You've got fungi.
That's the jock itch.
That's jock itch, yeah, but a pretty bad case of it. Once it begins to have, like, that milky white film. Oh. Like you've got yogurt skin on top of it.
Yeah. In fact, he wrote down, it's called intertrigo.
Vitiligo?
Yeah. I actually did not even look up this word for the definition. So this could be really bad and I might be really embarrassed.
Skin inflammation usually in warm, moist areas such as the groin or the skin between folds, according to WebMD. Extremely common condition.
Yes. I ain't even flinching, homie. You're fine.
Well, let's click images.
Yeah, there it is.
Don't click images.
There it is. Oh, there's the one with the white.
Josh, can
I
show you?
What crease is that? That's a weird-looking crease.
That's a strange crease.
Oh, look at the ladies. Where are my ladies at with it? Under the boob.
Josh, this is a crease.
There's so many creases on my screen.
Is this
what is that crease?
I don't know. I haven't really. I've seen the red, but I really don't want to see it.
Is that what it's looking like there, Scott? What do you think of that right there? It's probably what it's looking like. See the white film?
Yeah. Oh, dude, don't Google this.
Oh no, Google it and do it on your boss's computer.
There's so many creases on my screen.
Well,
look at all the different creases.
That one's oozing.
I never knew a body had so many creases.
Are you sure that person didn't survive an acid attack?
Think of all the creases on your body.
Oh,
well, he said it happens also with women.
Under their boobs.
Yeah, under their boobs.
And there's one right there. I'm
looking
at
it. A
woman with a D cup, and she's got quite a bit of mozzarella underneath of that NERP.
What is that crease?
So he told me that... The treatment is, he prescribed a cream.
Yeah.
But
you
besides
need help? I can
that,
put it on.
No. But besides that, it's a real ordeal.
You got to get up in there.
He said,
you got to air it out.
He said, it's not going to be easy. If it's not cleared up in 2 weeks, come back. So he said, do you own a blow dryer?
What?
So I said, no, I don't. And he said, do you own a fan? And I said, why? So he said, after you shower, I want you to dry it as much as you can.
Dudes do that at the gym all the time. I see
Dudes
hit their undercarriage with a blow dryer.
Yeah, they'll blow dry it
a gazillion times.
And then they bread it with the powder.
You got a powder. Did he say anything about powder?
Yes.
Have you stopped?
I have the powder. He said to get an antifungal powder, which I started using yesterday.
Good.
Okay.
You know, you could take care of Christmas for me right now by taking a photo and texting it to me. And I will consider that my holiday treat.
Maybe later.
And
then he said, maybe, to get some cotton to separate the folds.
I'm going to throw up.
You've lost 60 pounds. You should be, less foldy and creasy.
Well, how did this not happen to you 80 pounds ago?
I just, when I sat down, realized that because I'm crossing my legs so much... correlates with the timeline.
You know what you got to do?
I'm crossing my legs constantly under the table.
You know
here.
What you got to do?
And now I'm manspreading.
You got to manspread.
Yeah,
but also, I was going to say,
look, I'm manspreading.
Manspread in addition to shorts for the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if you're feeling so adventurous, no underwear.
You might want to let
tidy whities. Got to air it out. Got to let it breathe.
Let that stallion run free because you need wind on it.
And tidy whities or no underwear. to that crease exposed.
Oh, you should definitely man spread on the subway so someone writes a hot take article about it.
I can't get over all these creases.
Have you seen, what's it called again?
Dude, look at that crease.
Intertrigo.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
What is that?
Baby or poop comes from there. Have you seen the toe? Intertrigo?
Yeah, that's an athlete's foot, right?
Oh, my God. That's the worst. I mean, that's like an entire... Josh, this isn't a breast or anything. Would you like to see a toe?
Okay.
It's just a toe.
All right.
Don't look at that side of the screen.
Dude, oh, God. That's all. But this, here's what's even more upsetting for me.
Oh, no. That's creamy. It looks like corn syrup.
What part of the body is that?
I don't know. It's growing a new part.
What's so upsetting to me now is not even the fungus. It's... I can't get intimate for the next couple of weeks.
Why? How does that affect it?
Because
no one wants to go down there and have it look like an acid attack.
No, I mean, I'm not going to be embarrassed. When I totally spread my legs, I don't want that part of the body, the redness and the whiteness showing.
That's going to make someone concerned when you go, hey.
Wait, you mean intimate with yourself or with someone else?
No,
with your lover.
With your lovers.
With the many women that I have sex with.
Yeah. I mean, you get someone's drawers off and you see a creamy white infection surrounded by a bright red halo. You're thinking to yourself, I'm not going to this person because I'm not trying
At that point, you're so close, you might as well just...
As you know...
Don't go through with it.
I like to make love with the woman on top, and I like to be in the position kind of like the position when you're changing a baby.
With your legs up.
Your legs all the way up.
Is she wearing
anything?
She's on top.
Does she have a device?
And then your ankles are by your ears.
If there were stirrups available, you'd be in them.
She's on top. And then like this. Okay. And you're like this.
That's all I can say.
It's the old Jewish pile driver.
This is Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Thanksgiving foods you dread. Hopefully you didn't have to eat too many of them 2 days ago. I know we're talking to you on a Saturday, days removed from Thanksgiving. One that one day we might have to have my dad on for, because I've never had the heart to tell him, and I know he doesn't wake up early enough to listen to this program, was he would make his bean soup. I've ever told you about old man Schlegel's bean soup?
Yeah.
And my brother and I would be distraught. I mean, distraught for a week, because he would put it in this huge pot on the boil. And there was no safety precautions, by the way. We had a gas stove. He'd turn it on low, let it simmer on the gas stove, go to work.
Yeah, that's not...
It never burnt the house down, but still, I feel like you're rolling the dice a little bit. But this bean soup was one big pork knuckle and then 10 types of beans, no broths, no nothing. It just simmered into this thing, and it just reeked the house up. And he thought we liked it because we didn't want to hurt his feelings. But my brother and I would be genuinely upset when we smelled it in the house. And I think it might be time to come clean with my dad in the days, weeks to come, because I dreaded his bean soup.
Don't do it. What's the point?
I don't want him to go to the grave filled with lies. Coming up, we discuss Thanksgiving foods that you dread.
What up? This is Justin Scott Spiegel, 98rock99.com. Yes, tomorrow, Thanksgiving.
Yeah, baby.
And all the classic dishes will be rolled out, including, but not limited to, mashed potatoes.
Oh, keep going.
Stuffing.
Mmm.
What about cornbread?
Cornbread.
Fresh cranberries. Cheesy Brussels sprout bake.
What the hell is that?
What about, let me see here. What else you got? You got
your pies.
You get the gravy, you get the white meat, the dark meat, the mashed potatoes, the stuffing, some corn. I always like a little corn on the plate.
I'll take some string beans, maybe.
String beans, carrots, sweet potatoes.
Some wilted greens.
We always have turnips at my house. I love turnips.
Turn up! How turned up could a turned up turnip turn up if a turned up turnip turned up?
Oh!
And then you
What's the
problem? Casserole. Trash food
for trash people.
That's a bold statement. You're calling a lot of people trash people right now.
Hey, if you think I'm not talking about you,
I am.
You take two trash ingredients, you mix it with a can of glop, you put it in a glass tray, you bake it for 47 hours while someone drinks Franzia out of a box and has their nephew,
hey, bring your Aunt Carol another smoke. Thank you, baby. The onion loaf will be done soon. Oh, everyone loves Aunt Carol's onion and walnut loaf.
I do love a good onion loaf.
Misha, you and I, associate producer Misha, joining us on the program. Great job past 2 days in Hannah's absence.
Thank you so much.
You and I, yesterday, I feel like we really connected over a hatred of casseroles. It's a genre of food. It's not one dish. And I said to you, when I'm eating a casserole, always against my will, I'm just thinking I could be having lasagna right now. Which I guess is like an Italian casserole. I could be eating lasagna, but instead I'm just eating whatever the hell someone found in their cupboard and it was about to expire, covered in those trash onion straws, and then baked it with like a cream of mushroom glop, and then just let it sit.
Disgusting.
It's gross. It's gross. Where does your hatred of casserole come from?
I feel like it started the one time I had casserole when I worked at the casino, and it was like a green bean and mushroom casserole, and it was, I love mushrooms and I love green beans, so I was like, oh, yeah, this can't be, you know, bad, so I tried it, and it was foul.
It's disgusting.
Like, absolutely.
I like strawberries.
Foul.
I like shrimp. I don't want strawberry shrimp.
No, right? No.
Yeah, it's terrible. And why is that? Why is that the traditional welcome to the neighborhood food? You just moved in. Here's a trough of barf.
That's an insult.
Yeah. If you hand me casserole, I'm like, oh, so you're the neighbor I'm going to feud with. Oh, okay, cool. I can't wait to paint the front of my fence something vulgar to face your house.
And there's so many different ones. I looked it up. It's so many different ones.
Some of the casseroles that are out there, there's a whole article on realclear.com, some entertainment website, 14 reasons why casseroles are the worst food in history. Eggplant zucchini cabbage casserole, barf. Hungry boy onion casserole. Mm. I would rather lick my dad's neck than eat that.
My mom used to make tuna casserole all the time, and I would get so annoyed. It just wasn't for me.
It'd stink the house up real nice.
Yes. The fried fish.
What about
fish
chicken pot pie casserole? Oh, my God. That looks amazing.
Just make me a chicken pot pie.
Right.
You don't have to put it in that trash-ass glass dish.
Right.
And like, chicken, fork it out.
What about a chicken tortilla casserole?
I'd consider
beefy
that.
Noodle casserole. These all look great.
I
got no problem with the casserole.
Casseroles.
Okay, fine. I said it.
Casseroles
are just trashy.
I love them.
It's hobo food.
That's exactly what it is.
I'm living outside food. It's my family abandoned me, chow.
I gave
no effort.
Exactly. I didn't have a lot of stuff, so I just threw everything together.
Exactly. I just poured it all in and then just covered it in some sort of crumb crust. Baked it over the course of the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy, and then pulled it out and said, there you go, dig in.
I have to ask, how did you and Misha get talking about casseroles yesterday? I just imagine you like standing around the water cooler, something. I don't know. I'm just.
Hey, so what's your Thanksgiving plans?
Yeah.
I'm probably going to see my family. I was like, yeah, they're going to be serving a casserole. She's like, I hope not. I was like, yeah, casserole. And then it just spun into a lovely conversation. I think the gist of it is, in 410-338-1098, give us a ring. It's going to kind of spiral out into a larger conversation. The Thanksgiving foods you dread. Some people are bugged out about the green bean almondine. Hand me green bean almondine. Don't expect your arm back. I will skill saw your arm off if you hand me that trash dish. I had to explain green bean almondine to you yesterday, which is just the most basic bitch of foods. It's disgusting.
Sick.
It's you're a sick person, and you should lose your children if you hand someone a green bean almondine. How dare you?
You're a basic bitch.
Yeah, you should have to lose your children, and the new parents should like pull them away while you're watching.
No. I think you guys are being very offensive and insulting a lot of people.
Yeah. Good. Be insulted.
Including me.
Yeah.
Including the person
you
sitting
like
in the
trash
studio.
Food. You trash person.
Who are you to judge? God. Who made you judge and jury?
Look at this. Whatever. Here. What am I holding right here in my hand? Look at that. It's a gavel. I'm Judge Casserole. That food is garbage.
It's a genre of food that can go away. There's just so many better options out there. So many better options. And it's brought over, and I don't want to eat it, but because of my Aunt Carol, who's in the throes of dementia, and there might be cat treats in it for all I know, I've got to eat it and be like, it's good.
Hannah, can you bring some sense to this discussion?
Hannah, tell me you're not a crazy person.
I am okay with the conventional casserole. I have looked this up.
It's disgusting.
It's okay. There's a lot of recipes out there right now, like on those Tasty websites and stuff like that, that are trying to make everything a casserole.
Yeah.
And I have a problem with that.
Yeah, but that's like cheeseburger casserole, like bacon cheeseburger casserole.
Have a bacon cheeseburger.
Mexican casserole.
Yeah, it's great.
It's just Mexican food in larger dish form.
We are people eating out of troughs. It's a trough dish. Have a cheeseburger. Have a taco. Have pasta.
But it's easier. It's convenient. I think that's part of...
It's the whole origin of Patton Oswalt's KFC Famous Bowl joke, where we're just too stupid these days to have separate foods on a plate. We're just such low thinkers nationally that we have to put everything in a feed bucket, bake it until the house smells like toenails, and then shovel it into our crusty lips. We can't just have a cheeseburger. We gotta have, like, I'm gonna put it in a glass dish and spoon it into Edna's mouth while she drips drool onto her catch bib.
How about a cold pumpkin soup?
Oh,
that's a thing.
I
think I've heard of that.
No, I actually do like gazpacho. Gazpacho, very well done. Very nice. That's a cold soup. Good. Cold pumpkin soup, I'll throw it out the window, and it'll land on one of my relatives. And I think maybe I'm scarred by casserole because in the Schlegel household, when we would meet at an aunt or uncle, grandmother, there would be a ham at one end of the table. There would be a turkey at the other end. And there would be 5 kilometers of casseroles. And each one more unidentifiable than the last. I think there was cereal in one of them one year. I think some insane harlot in my family used, like, Cheerios to make a crust on fish. Like, you eat cigarettes? You eat cigarettes. You drink bong water, trash person? Because I come from trash. I know trash. I will return from trash. I love Evan. Evan was born into trash and will die trash. So I know trash food. Casserole's trash food. So what other holiday dishes might you just dread seeing? Dry-ass turkey.
I can't do the sweet potatoes and the marshmallow.
What?
I'm with Scott there.
It's just too sweet.
It's too much. Yeah, the green. No, I'm with you.
It's
there.
Like too much. Sweet. It's like it's.
Yeah, the marshmallows, I guess, could.
Yeah, I love sweet potatoes.
Away.
Like, you give me a baked sweet potato with like a little butter, salt, and pepper. But when you put the pecans and the marshmallows on it, it's like, Jesus, what am I eating? It's like candy.
A little granola? Do you put? I don't know what it is. My sister makes this sweet potato dish with. I don't know if it's granola or something. It's some sort of a brown.
Brown sugar crumble.
Oh, I think that's. I think
it's divine.
Brown sugar
delicious.
Crumble.
Oh yeah. Brown sugar on top. That I can do. But the marshmallows. I see those marshmallows, and I want to adopt them and take them to their new home. That is a cup of hot chocolate.
Yeah, why doesn't that dish come out with the desserts?
That's like a dessert,
but it's not. It comes out with like the regular food.
Yeah, I don't want to eat that in like a nice quiche.
I wouldn't mind it if it was like a dessert. Like, that sounds delicious, right? A little sweet potato, almost like a pumpkin pie, but like a sweet potato pie with some pecans, some brown sugar, some marshmallows. Yeah. It sounds amazing.
It's a dessert.
It's a dessert dish. It's a dessert. Jordan, you shut your slut mouth, Jordan. Speaking of trash dishes, add stuffing. It looks like something my dog barfed up. I worship stuffing.
I love stuff.
Stuffing cooked in the bird stuff. How good is stuffing, Misha?
So
thank
so
you
good.
Very much. So coming up, 410-338-1098.
Glad you two have found each other in your mutual hatred of casserole.
We're moving it together.
You offend all of our listeners.
Yeah,
you know what's offensive? Casserole.
Yeah, go off, queen. Go off.
Morning.
Yes. It's Justin Scott and Spiegel on AnyRockNationLine.com. And Thanksgiving is tomorrow.
Oh,
we're talking
yes.
dishes that you hate. Misha and Justin hate casseroles. I think loosely quoting Justin, it's trash food for trash people.
Mm-hmm. That's a spot on.
Spot on quote?
Spot on. Nailed it.
That'll be on his tombstone. Casserole.
Trash food
for trash people.
Here lies a trash person that knew trash food, and what he grew up with was casserole.
Yeah, so 410-338-1098. Give us a call. Shoot us a text. What do you hate? What about the stuffing with the oysters in it? Oyster stuffing.
I don't think I've had that. Is that good?
It's good. It's good. Sometimes they put sausage in the stuffing.
Can I put on another trash food? This isn't a Thanksgiving thing. Or it could be. Maybe it could be. I think I brought this up before. Lobster mac. It's trash food.
For real?
Yeah. It's
no.
You're taking macaroni and cheese and you're shoving lobster into it. It's what garbage thinks fancy eats. It's what garbage thinks fancy eats.
That's a fair description.
Thank you.
I don't agree with that.
Yes. Like growing up, just the dirt ball that I was, I know trash. I come from it. It's in my DNA. All right? And it's what poor people think rich people eat. Is,
man, you mean to tell me that's got lobster in it? Well, hot damn, we must have hit the pick four.
Like, no, you're just ruining mac and cheese.
This is a side dish that I think is unique to maybe the Mid-Atlantic region, because we didn't have this up in New York where I'm from. But sauerkraut always makes an appearance
as
Thanksgiving
offensive
down around these parts.
Yes. It's also very German. Yeah, I get why Josh hates it. Yeah, there's a lot of sauerkraut in my house, and it stinks.
Yeah, it's stinky.
Yeah. Oh, it stinks. 410-338-1098. Let's go to the phones. Thank you for holding, Brad. Good morning.
Morning, fellas. Morning, how you guys doing?
How you doing, bud?
Pretty good. I cannot stand quiches. Every year, I'm 26 years old, and every year, without fail, my aunt makes a ham and cheese quiche and a sausage quiche, and I just wanted to nuke them off the dinner table.
Why? What's wrong with quiche? Is it runny? Can I guess that it's runny?
It's runny, man. It is. It's runny and disgusting, and I can taste it in my mouth now, and I just want to gag.
You ever have a broccoli quiche?
No, I don't think I have. I have had those quiches, though, the ones that he's discussing. I like quiche.
Oh, I like quiche, too.
You can botch a quiche if the egg isn't done right and it's gross. Because what happens is the egg gets watery, and then it ruins the crust, and it makes the crust soggy, and you ruin the pie crust.
You got to blind bake the pie crust. You got to blind bake it.
What's a blind bake?
You should watch the Great British Baking Show.
Do you hire someone that can't see to make it for you?
It's all about the blind bake, isn't it, people?
Blind bake? 410-338-1098. Give us a ring if you're blind. I'm looking up someone to make me a nice quiche. Let's talk to Ryan the Garbageman. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
This dish you're about to prattle off, I don't know anybody that I've ever met that has had this at the Thanksgiving table, but what's yours?
My mom used to always bring kimchi, and it is the most foul-smelling dish I've ever smelled in my entire life.
Why is she bringing kimchi to Thanksgiving? Is your mom Korean?
No, she's black, but she just loves it. I don't know why. She can't get enough of it. But just the smell. I've never had it, and I never will, but
it's fermented cabbage.
It's Korean sauerkraut.
Pretty much.
It's basically Korean sauerkraut. It stinks to high heaven, but it's
spicy,
pretty
too.
Pretty good. I don't know why I can eat kimchi, but I can't eat sauerkraut.
Never had it, so I don't know yet.
If you want to see one of the funnier episodes of television that was never intended to be funny, watch the Anthony Bourdain Visits South Korea Kimchi Festival episode, and he eats something like this 100-year-old kimchi that's supposed to be an honor, and the minute they let him smell it, he's... he's just yakking. He can't handle how gross it is. Ryan, that's a strange dish, but... I don't mind. Let's talk to... Here we go. Let's talk to Walter. What's up, buddy?
Morning.
I've never heard of this.
Right. Well, let me tell you, the first time you put it in your mouth, you're like, what in the world is this? So I don't have to eat it anymore, but my ex-mother-in-law used to bring potato salad in which she would mix in diced apples.
I've never heard of something.
It's the worst thing ever.
What's the binding agent?
I like
agent?
The apples and like the chicken salad though. Isn't that like part
apples
of like a Waldorf?
Apples and chicken salad's good. Yeah, like a Waldorf salad.
which is basically just a salad, but
it was like apples.
It's covered in GEDs.
Apples and it was what now? It was a potato salad with apples in it?
Yep.
And no good.
No good.
Really?
Because when it's covered in whatever, you can't tell the difference between a potato and an apple without the skin. It's like when you eat a cookie and you think it's chocolate chip, but it's raisin. And you're like, what slut handed me a raisin cookie?
If you know going in there's apples, if you know if you're expecting a little pop of apple, if you're expecting it, it might be, I don't know, it's a good I've never heard of that.
I kind of want to try it now,
No, I'm okay.
I don't think I'm like it. And what was the, I asked the question, what was the binding agent? What was the thing that gooped it all
was
together?
Was it like a mayonnaise-y?
Oh, mayonnaise.
Oh, God. Yeah, you need to cut her out of the family, man.